Now, joining me on the line is Roisin Mulligan from Clan Credo. Hi, Roisin.
Hi, Declan. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. You're very, very welcome. The reason we have you on today, Roisin, is that very shortly you're going to be launching your 25 million euro leader loan fund. And but before we talk about that, you might just tell me about the, you know, give us an overview of the work that Clan Credo do.
Sure, yeah. So Clan Credo is a community loan finance provider. So we're a registered charity ourselves, and we provide loan finance exclusively to the community and voluntary sector. So in our experience, I suppose community groups can face fairly significant obstacles in accessing loan finance from traditional sources. And banks are really used to dealing with individuals and kind of private businesses, and community groups operate in a very different way, as I'm sure some of your listeners are aware.
Sure.
So where a group doesn't have any assets, for instance, volunteers are often asked for personal guarantees. And we really feel, as a matter of policy, that volunteers who are giving their time to their community and to community groups, they shouldn't really be asked to put their personal assets on the line. So we tailor our loans specifically towards community groups. We don't ask for personal guarantees, and we have regional staff with in-depth knowledge of how community groups operate and also the various funding streams that community groups have. And they work in partnership with community groups to make sure that the social benefit and the positive impact on the community that these groups have can continue to be made.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier, that you've provided loans over the years for groups working in the area of the community facilities, sports and recreation, social housing, arts and tourism, enterprise centres, sustainable energy and others. So it's wide and varied, the areas that you get involved in as well, Roisin.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've been in business this year for 20 years, so we've really seen every end of the spectrum, from very small groups and residents' associations right up to national charities. And we're quite familiar with the range and really variation between the different groups you're dealing with. Quite complex groups and sometimes quite complex funding streams that might encompass grants and, perhaps some commercial income as well as fundraising income. And that's really quite a niche sector, and it requires a degree of expertise and a degree of experience, which is where Clan Credo comes in.
Okay. And apart from that good work, you also, for people who you're involved with, you give them some other free benefits as well, things like a financial health check, which I'm sure is very welcome for a lot of those organisations.
That's it, absolutely. And again, this is all about tailoring specifically towards community organisations. Sometimes you mightn't necessarily have financial expertise directly on the committee. And so that extra benefit of financial health check can really just help the group to assess where they're at. And sometimes just having someone else coming in and looking at the group can be really helpful. And I suppose there are other additional benefits, like membership of The Wheel, which is an umbrella community group support network, and also we are going to be running some specialist workshops exclusively for our customers, which will cover stuff like governance and fundraising strategies.
Okay, so lots of different activities there, and lots of help, and apart from the loan finance that you give to organisations. So you're announcing now on Monday the 6th of February a 25 million euro leader loan fund. Tell me a little bit about that.
Exactly. So I'll just give you a little bit of background to that, which is the latest round of leader grant funding, which is part of the EU-funded rural development programme, is beginning to open up this year. And this is a really excellent opportunity for rural communities to access funding to get their projects up and running. And community groups have really big ideas for what they want to do, and the leader grants make a big difference when it comes to getting these projects off the ground and turning them into realities. Under the last round of leader funding, we saw really amazing projects take shape, like the Virginia Show Centre, which is an agricultural show centre in County Cavan, and they'll actually be our hosts on the 6th of February. And the Ratangan Community Centre and the Acre Project in Kildare are other examples of really fantastic projects that were helped by leader funding who also dealt with Tancredo under the last round.
Yeah, and I know.
I suppose.
You're talking there obviously about rural areas, and we're based here in the city, but we're not too far from rural areas, and in fact, I believe that the North County area, the Fingal area, has some designated areas that are rural as well.
Absolutely. There are actually pockets of what are considered to be rural areas around Dublin. So there's quite, I suppose, the largest area is around North Dublin, from around Ballymun up towards Balbriggan. But there's also pockets around West Dublin near Rathcoole and South Dublin near Kiltearnan. In Dublin, it's a slightly unusual relationship in that Fingal Leader Partnership is actually the implementing body for all of the rural County Dublin areas.
Right.
So they're the people to speak to in relation to the leader programme in Dublin. But I suppose where Tancredo comes into it is that community groups can access it's a complicated project or process, as anyone who has applied for any type of grant will know. But there are specific financial obstacles which accompany the leader programme, and where Tancredo can come into play. So it's one of the quirks of the leader programme that in order to draw down the leader grant, you actually have to pay for your works first. So this means that you have to access funds in order to cash flow the project, and you may require what we call a bridging loan.
Okay.
Whereby you can pay for the works with the loan, and the loan is repaid then with the grant fund.
Ah, right, I see.
And I suppose the other aspect then is that community groups have to actually fund a portion of the project from their own funds, and this is sometimes called match funding. And sometimes if a group doesn't have all of those funds up front, a Tancredo matching loan can often help to just spread the cost of that over time. And then as part of the leader application, you actually have to show that the project is fully funded before you get the approval for the grant. And that's where Tancredo can come in to give you a letter of support or to give you an indication that you would be eligible for loan funding.
Right. So it's not very straightforward, all right. There are a number of issues to be dealt with there through that process, as you said. But nonetheless, nothing there, I think, that would put people off getting involved, because the benefits, I suppose, of getting the leader funding or the loan to actually do the work before you get the funding is probably immense for lots of these organisations.
Oh, absolutely. And you just have to look at the projects that come through the process and get access to that funding. We had just some really fantastic ones under the last round. One particular one that stood out was the Acre Project in Kildare. And it's a state-of-the-art, eco-friendly resource centre. And they accessed leader funding, and they also accessed a bridging loan from us and a term loan in order to spread that match funding part over a period of time as well. But it's just a spectacular facility, and it's a real tribute to those people who were involved in it and the efforts that they put in.
Yeah, fantastic work. So if people, Roisin, want to get in touch or want more information, or indeed maybe want to come along and attend on the 6th of February, where would they get that information?
Sure. Well, the event itself on the 6th of February is going to involve two parts. The first part in the morning is going to be the launch of the 25 million euro leader loan fund, as I said, and that's going to be launched by Minister Humphreys, whose department is actually responsible for the leader programme. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a workshop on financing community projects. And that's really geared specifically towards groups who are interested in applying for leader grants. And there's going to be lots of people on hand to advise about who to approach about the grants, and also the loan funding that you may require as part of that. So all of this information is actually available on our website, which is www.clancredo.ie. That's C-L-A-N-N-C-R-E-D-O. Or you can just pick up the phone and have a chat to us. We'll be there on Monday, and our number is 01-400-2100. And it'd be great to have a chat with anybody who's involved.
Okay, Roisin, that's Roisin Mulligan there from Clan Credo. Thanks a million for updating us on that and giving us all that information today.
Declan, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Again, that's Roisin Mulligan there from Clan Credo talking about the launch of that €25 million leader loan fund. And Clan Credo, Credo, C-L-A-N-N-C-R-E-D-O, Clan Credo, or .ie, or you can phone, as she said, 01-400-2100.